Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Another Friday. This is Enoch from the African Voices platform. Right now, I'll be connecting through to Bilo. Bilo is in Dublin. Hello, am I speaking to Bilo? Just a little bit of a technical error right there. Welcome to our listeners. This is the African Voices platform with me this evening, it's Enoch. Today's program, we're talking about the Sierra Leonean independence. Our guests are the best outside of our Sheffield, but it would be good to get a full perspective on what's going on and what activities are being organised. So I won't keep you long. We'll be listening in and just looking forward to hearing what's going on. I'll ask to... I'm going to speak to my colleague, Bailo, who's standing in for the African Voices platform, right in Dublin. Hello, Bailo.
Side of in the outskirts of Dublin, to be specific, a place called Lucan. Ahead of the Sierra Leone independence in Ireland tomorrow.
What's the spirit like? What's the spirit like at the moment? You know, how are the preparations going on?
Well, as we speak, many people are already at the hall, where the event will be taking place. They are testing the PA, making sure everything is going to take place in time, and also everything is all ready and set. Just to put this into context, the event will be taking place at a place called Kimmage, Dublin 12, in the capital city of the Republic of Ireland. This is the first time the Sierra Leone community in Ireland will be organizing an independence celebration in the country. And as you will know, Sierra Leone regained its independence on the 27th of April, 1961. So that means tomorrow, Sierra Leone will be 63 years old.
Right, right. Thank you for that update. I'm very sure a lot of the Sierra Leonean community in Ireland will be having a good time. But more so, I think, you know, it's really important, you know, to understand what does it mean to be independent. You know, it's quite been, been many years since. Many African countries did gain their independence, but more so just understanding, you know, what does this mean? You know, what does it mean to the people of Sierra Leone, but also to the people in diaspora? You know, I think it's very important, you know, for us to gather our thoughts, but also, you know, understand that many of the African countries on the continent have come quite a long way. And being able to have gained their independence, there's more to this. There's more to understanding, the impact, you know, this independence has had on the people, on the continent as a whole. But in this situation, we're talking about Sierra Leone. You know, being independent is like a newborn. I don't know whether, Bailo, you do agree with me on that one. You know, how do people feel? You know, does this have a positive, a negative, or are people really bothered about it at all?
Well, yes, you will say so, because in this part of the world, as you will know, Sierra Leone regained its independence from the United Kingdom. It is a former British colony. And living in England, you will likely have heard, you know, people celebrating, or people from various countries celebrating their independence, you know, either from Britain or from France and other parts of Europe. But in terms of Sierra Leone, in this part of the world, you know, in terms of Ireland, recently, as you will know, Sierra Leone has been popular recently for all the negative reasons. Looking at the last 30 years, you know, and there was civil war in the country, which left thousands of people dead. But the war ended in 2002. So since then, the country has kind of like rebranded itself, trying to erase the negative reasons that many people align the country to into kind of like a positive, you know, trying to rebrand itself from the evil that many people associated with to that country, where now there is peace, there is prosperity and tourism and other parts of, you know, good things happening in the country. So in this island as well, in the last 20 years, many civil unions, or 30 years, if I can say so, you know, many civil unions have come into this country as well, where they have settled here. So there is a large number of civil unions. But they've been trying to come together, you know, as a whole, you know, to kind of like unite themselves, get to know one another, to celebrate the one thing that they all share in common. You know, but until recently, you know, they've not been able to do that, to be able to organize an event where all civil unions across Ireland will be coming together. This is the first time that they will be doing such thing. And I've been told that people will be coming from all parts of Ireland. I've got about 4 people lined up that will be willing to speak to us this evening. I've got a guy called Abdullahi Kelly Mansari, we've got Ibrahim Kaba, and we've got Ismail Karik Bundo, Sia Mimiba. All these are civil union, and also they are part of the organizing team that is organizing the event tomorrow. I don't know if it's possible just for me to come off the line for 1 minute so I can connect these guys for them to join us live on radio.
That's absolutely fine, Barlow. Thank you for that. I shall let you try and connect these colleagues so we can understand and have that feel of what's happening and what do we expect, you know, or what are the Sierra Leoneans are going to be expecting from this event.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be back in a minute.
No problem. Thank you. Hello, dear listeners. Again, once again, this is a special program. It's all about Sierra Leonean independence, which is taking place tomorrow. independence, you know, across the whole continent, various African countries celebrate their independence various days. But if we have to remember, many of the African continents, countries on the continent, did gain their independence just around in the 1960s. And this is also something, you know, which is absolutely important, you know, to just make sure that we all understand the impact, you know, the colonial masters, after giving these countries their independence, basically just wanting to know, to understand what are the benefits? You know, how has the countries changed from then to now? Has there been any development, or, you know, is this still the same thing as before? Again, we will be interested in understanding, or at least have, you know, kind of like a clue on what's going on and what perhaps our colleagues in Ireland will be thinking about this event. So it's just a case of having to wait and see from this event. So right now, as we're waiting to hear from our colleague Bilo, we'll be just interested, you know, to know, you know, what other people think about this. Was the independence good for the African continent? What was the benefits? How did they benefit from this? Is this something, you know, which was kind of like a token? Or, is Bilo back online?
Yes, can you hear me, Enoch?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm just going to try to connect Ismail on the line so that we can hear from them as well, see what they tell us about the event.
Okay, brilliant.
Right, so joining us now, we've got Ismail, Ismail Karik Bundu, who is one of the volunteers from the Sierra Leone community in Ireland. And also we've got Abdullahi Kelly, another volunteer. We've got Ibrahim Sori Kaba, who is also another volunteer, and we have Sia Mimiba. So these are the 4 people who have joined us this evening on the radio show tonight. to discuss the Sierra Leone independence happening here in Dublin tomorrow. As I stated earlier at the beginning, this is the first time that Sierra Leoneans living in Ireland have kind of like come together to organize an independent event here in Ireland, in Dublin to be specific. So many Sierra Leoneans across the country will be coming together tomorrow to celebrate the one thing that brings them together, which is what they refer to in our local language, known as Mama Sierra Leone. So good evening, Ismail, and good evening to the others.
Hello, good evening.
Thank you very much, guys, for joining us this evening. My colleague from the studio is Enoch Karimba. Enoch, do you want to say hello to the guys?
Hello, guys. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We just get a little arrangement of the participants, the committee members. We now have Father Augustine Bongo Bangali with us and Mr. Ibrahim Ba.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys, for joining us. First of all, if I may start with Abdullahi Kelly or Ishmael Carrick, any of you can take this one. As I stated, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the first time that you guys have organized such an event in Ireland?
As big as this, yes.
Right. So talk us through what's the mood like and what will be, you know, what should people expect tomorrow?
Hi, Augustine Bangali here. I just to give you a kind of a brief background. Initially or previously, we used to have Independence Day celebration, and it was mostly led by a group called SLIP, Sierra Leone Ireland Partnership, really a kind of an organization that has been pulling Sierra Leoneans in Ireland together and Irish people who had contact with Sierra Leone previously. So every year we have had a celebration of Independence Day. This year is a bit unique. And it's a special one because the Sierra Leoneans are taking the lead in the celebration. And it's probably going to be the biggest independence celebration we will have ever had in Ireland. And we are doing this in collaboration with SLIP, Sierra Leone Ireland Partnership, the Irish wing, who have led the celebration before. Today, we are preparing already for the day tomorrow. And ourselves, the Sierra Leoneans, and the Irish people here in Ireland who have had contact with Sierra Leone previously, will be together tomorrow, and it's going to be a unique and a big Independence Day celebration.
Well, we will be looking forward to this. As I stated, myself, I'm currently in Ireland. I'm in the outskirts of Dublin, a place called Lucan. So for those who don't know much about Sierra Leone, and also for many people in the UK, our listeners right now, for those who don't know how the Sierra Leone community live in Ireland, is there a kind of like, is there a huge number of Sierra Leoneans living in Ireland? I wouldn't say compared to the UK, but are there a high number of Sierra Leoneans living in Ireland?
No, you cannot compare with the UK. I mean, it's minuscule compared to the UK. I mean, when we're growing, we are less than 1,000 here at the moment. Okay. We're maybe getting close to 500 mark. But previously, we could say most of the Sierra Leoneans that came to Ireland were here either to study and go back home. Yeah, but now we're getting Sierra Leoneans who are settling in Ireland. Yeah.
So what will you say?
Just to add, there are some people also are relocating from other European countries who cannot now go to the UK that are coming here. Or there are some people also who lived in Ireland who went to the UK who are coming back. And other people who live in the UK, they hear about Ireland. It's a nice and friendly country, and they want to move here to raise their families. So the population is growing. That's why we thought that it was befitting that we bring our people together to have this occasion celebrated together, which is devoid of politics and tribalism, our key polarizing issues in Sierra Leone. You ask about the mood. The mood is very buoyant here. People are looking forward to this. We've been able to rally people together I mean, we are all just chuffed about it, and we're looking forward to a big celebration tomorrow.
Right. All of us will be looking forward to that. We know that the main purpose of organizing this event, of course, is to bring Sierra Leoneans together and also to kind of like celebrate the independence, the one thing that kind of like bond people together, which is Sierra Leone. So can I ask, what's the other aim? What's the main reason of kind of like trying to bring all Sierra Leoneans together to celebrate it in one place?
Okay, so I will talk about this one. I am Sia Mimiba. I recently relocated from the Netherlands to Ireland, and I am very happy about this, quite chuffed, as Mr. Ba, Ibrahim Ba mentioned earlier. We are all very happy. I believe that this is not just a celebration for just a particular, just for the independence. It's the aim that this continues, and we would eventually, you know, have a stronghold within our community where everyone is able to support each other in different ways. So aside of just celebrating our independence, we are also going to keep on, I believe, and this is because this is what I see so far, if you ask my personal opinion, that it's with the aim to keep Sierra Leoneans bonding. And hopefully it keeps on happening year in, year out. And also other events as well. And not only events, but also supporting in other situations as well. So for Sierra Leoneans in Ireland, and also hopefully at some point even back home.
All right, thank you very much. Eno, do you want to come in? Don't leave me to it.
No, that's fine. I was going to come in terms of really wanting to know on our listeners, you know, to understand. I mean, we all know on the African continent, you know, most of the, you know, what we define as an independent country, really and truly, are we still independent? And in particular, Sierra Leoneans, how do you feel? What has this independence, you know, for all these over 60-odd years, I mean, how does the country feel? Do the country really feel, you know, the independence has sort of like fulfilled those objectives? Are people, you know, the sustainable development, are people really benefiting from this independence? You know, it's okay to celebrate, you know, eat, marry, you know, whatever, but the actual understanding of independence, you know, should really trickle down to the local person right in the village. So I really want to know, you guys, what does this mean?
I mean, I think it's a very good question that you've asked, and people have questioned us for why are we celebrating independence. I think it's very important that we realize that we call ourselves Sierra Leone because there was something that brought us together. We used to have communities, and then we got a name as a country. Then we were under some kind of colonialism. But then we were out of that. I mean, there are a lot of historical background, and we've gone through a lot. So, and every country is evolving. Their history is evolving, their social fabric is evolving, the economy is evolving, the politics is evolving. So Sierra Leone is going through its own challenges. But that doesn't mean that we should not be happy to celebrate this Sierra Leone-ness, if we can use that word. Because I think for us, that's very important, that we do not lose that. There are some people today who don't have a country. They used to have a country, but they don't have a country. So I think that's important for us as Sierra Leoneans. And also because this is the only event that we have that is devoid of politics and tribalism, that really shows what Sierra Leoneans are. We are not as developed as other countries, but what we can say is at Sierra Leoneans, with all this hardship that is happening, with all the challenges that we are facing, Sierra Leoneans are still good people. And that goodness we want to exhibit and celebrate with other people. Remember, we have had a war in Sierra Leone, but we've also had peace. And around the world today, people are looking for peace, but what we see more wars. So I think Sierra Leoneans should be proud of what they've achieved. These are phases in society that we'll be going through. But the more we bring ourselves together and we try to identify the values in ourselves, that is that goodness of Sierra Leoneans. The people that want to be happy, the people that have always been free, that welcome other people who were enslaved and allow their space to be shared with them. That's the Sierra Leonean. And we've been in Ireland, we're a good community here. other people coming here to join us. That's the goodness that we want to share. And that's what we also want to portray to our people, that do not give up hope. You have a country. Let's don't give up everything. We cannot give up Sierra Leone. And one thing that brings us together is the independence. That way we believe we should be celebrating that.
Okay.
As a Sierra Leonean myself, I like that answer, brother. I think that's the one thing that brings us together. And also the fact that, you know, there is peace now. Many of us, especially the younger generation, we grew up knowing Sierra Leone, you know, with all the negative reasons, you know, all the negative portrayal of Sierra Leone. I think that narrative is changing now. And the fact that since 2000 or early 2000, if I'm specific, 2002, our country regained, you know, the freedom again, we gained peace. Since then, there has been successful elections, you know, even that's one thing to celebrate. There are other countries who up to now cannot do that. And the fact that we have achieved that, I believe that is something to celebrate. Enoch, if you are still asking that question, why should we celebrate our independence?
Well, I'm just asking this because, you know, it's okay to celebrate it when, you know, when you're in diaspora. Does this apply to the very people back home? Do they feel the same way that you feel? You know, there's been instances where there's not been electricity in the capital, Freetown. You know, does that person really has any reason to celebrate independence when they're having all those blackouts?
Okay, I'm Augustine Bengali here again. Just to respond to that, I think it's a fundamental question. It's a very relevant question. We ask whether the situation of Sierra Leone at home is in at the moment is the best one to be in. Maybe no, but again, we are celebrating Independence Day. It's a day that as a people, as a nation, we cherish so much. We are celebrating it. The political situation, the social situation, the economic situation, the livelihood of the average Sierra Leonean is still very much to be desired. That is true. But in Salon, we talk about we didn't manage. It is not too bad. It is not too good. We are in a place where we still have hope. A people free, a people able to celebrate together. We have that hope because we have come a long way. We have been through a lot of troubles. Yes, the war, civil war was mentioned. Ebola, we went through that. We went through political upheavals even more recently. I believe we have pulled through all of this. Notwithstanding all those dimensions, I think as a people, it's just fitting for us to celebrate. And hoping that after tomorrow, we have a bit of light at the end of the tunnel as we forge on as a people, as a nation, hoping that the agenda that the current political class or the political situation is trying to portray good education, for example, education for all, at least primary education, or talk of electricity, yes, it's poor. For a moment, I thought it was on the up. Yes, in the last few weeks, it's just not the best, I agree. The social issues, we still have places in Sierra Leone where people find a bit of difficulty being together with others. But tomorrow, Independence Day is just one day. It's like everybody transcends our differences and then at least celebrate those at home and indeed those of us who are here in the diaspora. So that's my own hope. I think it's good to look on the up on this, even as we look at the limitations, the areas we believe, I personally believe, that we have hope for a tomorrow, a brighter tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for this. Can I just bring us back to tomorrow's event? So let's say, what's the plan for tomorrow? What for those of us who will be coming there? What should we expect to see? What are the plans? What is on board?
Okay. This is Ishmael. For tomorrow, like my colleagues have said earlier, it's a combination of the Sierra Leone community leading for the first time, but we are partnering with the Sierra Leone Irish Partnership, which are like mostly Irish people who have been to Sierra Leone or have mm-hmm. deep connection with Sierra Leone. Some of them have worked in Sierra Leone for more than 15, 20 years, where they are back in Ireland. They've been leading series of events related to Sierra Leone in a small scale. But this year, well, they're like, okay, independence, it's our day, let's take action. So we are here tomorrow to show that we are Sierra Leoneans. We are the most friendliest people. We believe mm-hmm. that, and it's proven. So we are here to do the best we can to bring unity, which is the main thing we are engaging, and to show that we are really independent, taking charge of our actions. And then from the unity side, we can move towards development here and back home.
Yeah. I know for tomorrow, in fact, in Sierra Leone, people will be dancing in terms of cultural dancing, and also there will be people, there will be lots of food, you know, different events organized in various parts of the country, depending where you find yourself. If you find yourself in the eastern part of Sierra Leone, there will be cultural dancing, you know, relating to that part of Sierra Leone. If you find yourself in the south, it will be that part of Sierra Leone as well, the cultural dance and other types of events. I know we will not be able to replicate, or you guys will not be able to replicate, you know, what is happening in Sierra Leone. But are there any things that you will be organizing, anything that can show that this is a Sierra Leone event? Anyone that comes there, especially as a Sierra Leonean, you will know that, you know, I am with people that are from Sierra Leone today.
Thank you very much. This is Abdullahi Kelly Mansari speaking. And that's a good question. It will really surprise you, and I hope you'll be here tomorrow and you'll see, you know, you will experience exactly what will be going on tomorrow. We have jam-packed of activities, and it's all Sierra Leonean culture. Food. I wish mm-hmm. this, you know, interview, like, you know, it's on calm. You know, we should have just give you a tip of the iceberg. But what I'm trying to say, we all set for tomorrow. It's all Sierra Leonean, from food, culture. We have dancing, we have fashion show. We're going to display our culture, the real traditional Sierra Leonean culture. So in that aspect, and it's I just want to state also that we have non-Sierra Leoneans who will be in attendance, Irish, and people from different, you know, African countries, from different nationalities. So we're hoping to have a very historic celebration tomorrow, and it's going to be fantastic. That's one thing that I will promise you. And we can't wait to see our people tomorrow, so we'll be able to celebrate as a family, as Sierra Leoneans.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I just want to come back, you know. Sorry?
Yeah, Enoch, I just wanted to come back to your question about, because you linked it to Africa in terms of why do people celebrate independence when there's so much suffering going on. I mean, it's a burning question, and even, like I said earlier, this is Ibrahim speaking again, it's a question that people have been asking me, intellectuals from Sierra Leone. I mean, if you look at the African situation, in a way, it's almost sad. We celebrate all these other religious cultures that were brought into Africa. We used to have our own religions. Remember, Africa
Absolutely.
Is the cradle of humanity.
Definitely.
Yeah?
I agree.
Spirituality has been there for so long. We've been celebrating. We knew God before even the white man brought God to us. We have all in the languages, we all have a way of calling God, right? We celebrate Eid, we celebrate Christmas Day, we celebate Easter Day. Then the only event that keeps us all together, devoid of politics and everything else, all the things that polarizes our nations. We have people who are, well, it's their opinion sometimes to say, well, we should not be celebrating this. We should, I think, in my view, we should be calling it, even, we should move away from independence, we should be calling it Unity Day, to give it a better meaning, for unity and progress, because this is the thing that brings people together, so that people can have a sense of identity and sense of loving of their country and themselves, so that things can move on in a better way. So that this enshrine is not about which government is in power. Because the way sometimes this is seen in Africa also, it's about the party. They make it politicized. This is not about politics. This is about the people. And this is what the people have taken charge of. And that's why we're doing this in Ireland. And we believe it will be successful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Ibrahim. You know, like I said, you know, this really echoes not just for Sierra Leoneans, but, you know, more so to all the Africans on the continent. And the passion and understanding of celebrating independence. I don't know, you know, an observer from the outside, you know, or the non-Africans might really think, why are they even celebrating? You know, there's so much work to be done. But again, you know, it's work in progress, you know, for all the over 60-odd years that, you know, most of the African countries did gain their independence. I think it's just, you know, like I said again, it's work in progress. You know, there's so much work to do. But coming back to the Sierra Leonean independence celebration, I just want to know, in terms of the diaspora, not only in Ireland, but, you know, there could be, you know, in the UK, US, or everywhere where they are, what is the role of the diaspora in development? You know, I mean, being abroad or being outside of Sierra Leone, yes, you know, you're hustling, you're working hard, you know, you're looking after your families, but even those families that are left back home, they are your responsibilities. So it's just a case of really, I would like to know, what has the diaspora, you know, what role have they really played in making sure that, you know, they're kind of like tapping to that level of ground development back home in Sierra Leone? Anyone can answer this, whether it's you, Bayala, or Ibrahim.
Yeah, Augustine here, Augustine Bengali. Now, for us in Ireland, outside the diaspora, Ireland specifically, celebrating Independence Day tomorrow out here in Ireland is probably extra, it takes on an extra symbolism. Ireland has had, I think, for about 160 years, contact with Sierra Leone, mostly as religious priests and religious who left Ireland, who went out to Sierra Leone to introduce Christianity, especially the Catholic faith. So the great work the Irish men and women did in Sierra Leone, setting up schools, setting up hospitals, social centers, and for the most part, training some of our intellectuals, setting up some of our institutions, especially like the Holy Ghost Fathers or the Holy Ghost Resisters, the Clooney Sisters. Now, that link, some of us have become part of it being out here in Ireland. And I've been part of it, and in a very special way, in the group we just mentioned there earlier, SLIP, Sierra Leone-Ireland Partnership, they have held that link between Sierra Leone and Ireland. And in a very special way, every year, over about 30 years now, have been celebrating Independence Day, highlighting the place of Sierra Leone in Ireland. We now, Sierra Leoneans, who are living in Ireland, working hard, living our own lives, supporting and looking at our families, and also working within the Irish system. In my own case, I'm a teacher, teaching in one of the colleges here in Ireland. You have people working in various sectors. Every one of us, we working out in Ireland in a way, representing Sierra Leone, symbolically. As we go out, people know we are from Sierra Leone, and whatever we do reflect a little bit of Sierra Leone to the people we encounter here. So in a way, we are flagging the Saloon flag out here all the time. That link, I think, will go a long, long way. Continuing that link where we are in the Irish, men and women went out to Sierra Leone over the many, many years. Now we have a reversal. A lot of us are coming here, working in Ireland, but also not only working here, but being part of an Ireland that is embracing so many more people from different parts of the world. Sierra Leone is having their own very special place, a unique place, I would say, especially at this time. We are also celebrating a bit of that. Tomorrow, for example, you are going to have the people from SLIP, the Sierra Leone-Ireland Partnership, are going to be present here. So we are celebrating together, and we are continuing that link, that family, that connection that is already well established between Sierra Leone and Ireland, and we are part of that.
Yeah. Just to add, I mean, I think on your question on what have we been doing, or what can we do for Sierra Leone? I mean, we've always been with SLIP. SLIP is not only Irish people, as my colleagues here have been saying. It also has Sierra Leoneans in it. Since I came to Ireland, I've been a member. So we've been part of advocating for Sierra Leone, like, for example, having an Irish embassy in Sierra Leone. As you yourself may know, there are not so many European embassies, European Union country embassies in Sierra Leone. So Ireland is one of them, and that was created not long ago. So that's due to the advocacy. And when the war happened, through SLAPE, there was a lot of advocacy work in terms of supporting Sierra Leone, making sure that Sierra Leone is the issues that are affecting Sierra Leone highlighted at EU level. And you know, Ireland is a small country but very influential, both in Ireland here, both in Europe and in America. So we play that role. So having that close relationship, I think it's also very unique for an advantage that we have, having people who worked in Ireland who can eat cassava leaf. Like today we have one of the priests come here. Well, the first thing he wants to know, is there going to be sakitombo? This is one of our food, that local dishes. And some of them are asking, would you have granite soup? So these people are Irish people, but they relate to Sierra Leone. They feel the plight of Sierra Leone. And I think it's also infused some patriotism in ourselves as well, and seeing the way the Irish people take care of Irish and the way they take care of other people, that also give us the sense to say, you know what, we need to take care of our own. It's not easy to bring people together, but we've managed, and Mr. Bello himself can tell you we've done a lot because he's monitoring what is going on here. So we hope to see, and we've done a lot. When the mudslide happened, we did some contribution here that we sent back home to help out with that. We also did prayer services, and Ebola, we also did a massive prayer service where even the president. So in Sierra Leone, also like Brother Bangali was saying there, we have been flying a very decent flag here. People will tell you, most people don't know Sierra Leoneans, when they see Sierra Leoneans, they're very amazed by our attitude and our approach to people. So there's a lot of good things. So we're good ambassadors, but we're also thinking about home. Like there used to be a band that's called Sabano when they went to America. We did the Ireland, but we don't forget we country Sierra Leone. So we'll never forget Sierra Leone. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
Just to add on what the gentleman has been saying, I also believe that there is a lot of positive things in relation to the bilateral relationship between Ireland and Sierra Leone. I was a recent student, so to know that, you know, there are a lot of students that come from Sierra Leone based on the relationships between Ireland and Sierra Leone. And a lot of these students do go back. If we are going back to the question of when Enoch was asking, what do we have to give back? Some of us are here in the diaspora, but we do have a large amount of our brothers and sisters who would come and gain their education, gain their knowledge, and go back and positively impact. You know, it's a work in progress. If we're talking about the development back home, we all go, we all feel it, we all want something to happen, but I believe that it's not lost, hope is not lost, and this relationship where a lot of people are able to come and gain knowledge, it's a great thing, if you ask, in my opinion. So we can only hope for the best and look to the positives of everything around us.
Thank you very much, Sister Mimi Ba. It's nearly 7:45. I am Baile Jallo, as you all know, our listeners. This time I'm not in the studio, but I am in Dublin, in the outskirts of Dublin. And also Enoch is in the studio tonight. We are discussing Sierra Leone tonight. The reason being, Sierra Leone tomorrow will be 63 years old, a former British colony, as many people will know. But for the first time, many Sierra Leoneans in Ireland have now decided to come together and celebrate the country's independence together. They have organized such events before, but not in such a high scale like this one is going to be tomorrow. So we've got various guests tonight who are all volunteers trying to make sure tomorrow's event become a successful one. We've got Abdullahi Kelly Mansari, we've got Ibrahim Kaba, and we've got Ismail Karik Bundu, we've got Sister Sia Mimiba and Augustine. These are all Sierra Leoneans living in Ireland and also working on the event tomorrow to make sure the event becomes a successful one. So if I may bring back you guys again, just asking this question, in terms of whatever we do, we know that it's about the future and also the future generation learning about our culture and also learning about what is Sierra Leone and what is to be a Sierra Leonean. So can I ask, will the kids be involved in tomorrow's event and what will be the kids' roles?
Yeah, so it's Ibrahim Ba here again. Yeah, the kids will be involved. I think it's a very good point that you raised. The kids have been made part of the program. There'll be dancing from the kids. They'll be entertained. There'll be a fashion show that they will be involved in. And, culture. So, I mean, it's very important that they, I mean, like someone was telling me, I was talking to someone, I'm not talking like a politician now, you know, the way politicians like to always say, I met this person and their plight is, but this is a true story. Someone was telling me, well, they want to know what Sierra Leoneans look like. Because some of them were born here, they've never met a huge number of Sierra Leoneans. So that's why this event is very important, that people can, the children can see and meet different Sierra Leoneans. They too will be making their observations, absorbing, and I think it's very important for Africans around the world as well, that when you make this organize, this type of event are important, and it's important to bring your children along. But not only, it should not only be for adult activities. Your children should be involved so that it will inspire them to be involved, to be involved in future events as well, and also tell their colleagues in school, their friends in school, to say, you know what, where my parents, because even here, I know, when you go to school, when the kids go to school, even though they are born here or born in the UK or US, they still ask them where your parents from. Yeah. So they always ascribe their nationality back to the origin of their parents. So it will be very great for the children, and the fact that they are participating is even marvelous.
Mm. One of you mentioned earlier that you've invited other people from other countries to come and witness tomorrow's event. You know, Sierra Leone is closer to so many countries, or is neighboring to many countries like Liberia, Guinea, the Ivory Coast, and others, or if I may say West Africa in general. So should I say, or I should be expecting to see, like in the UK, when an event like this is happening, you'll be able to see many Nigerians, many people from Ghana, Guinea, you name it?
This is Ishmael speaking. Since you'll be here tomorrow, I want to assure you there'll be approximately more than 25 different nationalities. And the second highest nationality that will be is Irish, and we have lots from West Africa, East Africa, South Africa, and North Africa. Yeah, so there are Europeans also joining, because we have some Sierra Leoneans, both male and female, dating or married to Europeans. They will also be Europeans. You were surprised to see some Europeans speaking Creole, which is our common language. And you'll be rushing for the food, because Sierra Leone food is the best.
It's the best, yeah.
So I assure you there'll be more than 20 different nationalities, if not more than 30.
There you go, Enoch. This is not the Rwandan independence, but the Sierra Leonean ones, where you will be able to get various types of food, and also not only the food, but a rich culture from West Africa. I give you back a question, if you do have any.
I'll beg to defer on that one, because what it is in the situation, I mean, with the food, you know, I hope there's no jollof wars, okay? So
No.
We do not want any conflict of jollof during the celebration.
No, tomorrow is Salon Jollof.
And everybody will come and Salon Jollof is the most delicious.
We don't want the even debate on it, like, between...
We're not going to go into IQ,
Nigeria.
No. We're not going to go into IQ debates. We know Sierra Leone wins that. We're not going to go into jollof debates. We're not going to go into tolerance, no. We're not going to go into good-looking Buddhism, no.
Action speaks louder than words, so we believe in practical stuff, so...
Yeah, I think you know, mentioning that, you know, all these African countries and friends, you know, you've invited to be part of this, I can only imagine, you know, how good this, you know, this is going to be, and I wish I was there, but Baalo is standing in for us, and hopefully we'll be able to celebrate that, you know, just understanding that it's a fellow African country, you know, that's celebrating this. But again, celebrating is okay, it's fine, you know, people enjoy themselves, but always having that question at the back of your mind. Yes, we're celebrating 63 years of independence, but in these 63 years of independence, there's been issues, you know, there's been challenges, like all African countries do. They've gone through various challenges, you know, within the tenure of this, the independence period. But I think the big question lies, you know, after tomorrow, what? Another year, then celebrate again, you know?
No.
So it's just a case of really setting yourselves challenges as a country, as Africans, all of us, you know.
I think that's a very good question, Enoch. What next after tomorrow?
Absolutely.
The question has been asked, and we've been asking ourselves, yeah. And we want to see how tomorrow goes, but we have plans to meet and discuss and see where what next. But we will continue, things that we will continue to do. We continue to advocate for Sierra Leone. We'll continue to be good role models. We want to be good leaders. One of the things that I was saying to some of the guys that have been challenging this idea of why celebrate, I was saying, before we had colonialism, we had communities. And we didn't have a very formalistic system of government whereby it's all about who winner takes it all. It's all about the community. And what we've done so far in terms of getting this done, it's a community spirit, it's volunteerism. So we'll be doing that, and we will try to make sure that people get this into their head, that we can get things done without being paid. The glory that we get if other people are happy and are proud to be Sierra Leoneans and can contribute their own good time and resources, things will be better. And it's very idealistic, but we are practicalizing it, and it is happening, and we'll take that forward. But I think this is also important for the rest of Africa as well. I've lived in Southern Africa. I've seen things happen and things going bad as well because of when the educated and political elites try to leave a particular lifestyle, they don't carry the people with them. So our ideology is, how do we work with the people and make sure that we deliver with the people, and with the people, we benefit. Going back to our tradition of the community comes first.
Mm. Absolutely. Okay. You know, community, absolutely. You know, Africans have always been about community, you know. There's no individualism. I mean, you find a fellow African in the diaspora, you know, you all act as one, you know, you all are brothers and sisters. But, you know, just... again, emphasizing on this issue, what next, you know, I think it's just a case of really you guys, us as Africans, you know, every time this independence date. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of, you know, just at the back of my mind, just hearing, oh, yeah, I gained my independence. Independence. I was independent before someone, you know, I took my freedom away, you know. So it's just really, you know, I think it's kind of like a gesture, really, you know, but you were free even before, you know, they allegedly made you free. So it's just...
It's a notion. I mean, it's about us getting that out of our heads to say we were always free. Like, for example, if you look at Sierra Leone, you go back to the history, we're a very tolerant country. Even the idea of allowing the freed slaves to be brought to Sierra Leone, they were given a piece of land. We did not fight over that. And we still, Freetown, from the name Freetown, it was a free place where community works and whatever. But we know with capitalism how things, you can give someone a room in your house, they take over your country.
Speaking of that, brother, I just want to interrupt there because we've got less than 5 minutes before the show ends. Okay. I just want to bring in one more question, which falls into politics. The reason being, because we all know Sierra Leone right now, the way politics has kind of polarized the whole country, is either you are this party or you belong to that party. My question to you guys now, as you said here, your main aim is to bring communities together. Your main aim is to make sure Sierra Leone comes first. So my question to you is that, what mechanism have you taken or what strategy have you put forward to make sure you don't fall into that trap between I am belonging to this party or I belong to that party or I am from this ethnic group to make sure a Sierra Leonean in Ireland is a Sierra Leonean, period.
Yeah, so the number of things that we've done, I mean, like I said, the community has been growing, and we had a platform, a WhatsApp platform group where we exchange information about events that are happening here. One thing that we agreed, it's going to be very apolitical. It's going to be non-tribalist. And when people contravene those red lines, actions were taken, and we've maintained that. And when we meet, we try to find a common language to speak about. We speak about football. We speak about other things. So that's the type of community that we're trying to develop here, and knowing that the problems in Sierra Leone affect everybody. It's not about the color of the party that you follow. When electricity is not there, like Enoch is saying, everybody is affected. Even the previous political elite people that we say now they are broke, they too are affected. So there is no point. And also the other thing about, we also try to emphasize the intermarriage and intertribal marriage and interreligious marriages. So people know that we have a lot in common. There is a lot, like I say, when people say, let's give up independence celebration. We can call it unity, we can call it whatever, as long as it brings us together. So that's what we are trying to do here. When we hear people talking about, oh, you didn't talk like this because you're a Fula man. My name is Ba. And I just tell them, guys, take it easy. We try to knock some of those things off. And I think the educated elite in Sierra Leone has a lot to play with this nonsense that is going on in that country. It's very bad, it's very selfish, and they should not be doing it. So some of the things that we'll be doing, like one of the things that Sleep did during the election, was to promote non-violence. Maybe going forward, we'll be trying to promote things like, how do we, because our role is advocacy, how do we advocate for unity in Sierra Leone? So people recognize the good values that we have, the good tolerance, the good things that we have, that we can go above and beyond politics and tribalism. Because we've already broken those barriers. Because as you know yourself, by law in Sierra Leone, a Muslim can be married to a Christian can be married to a Muslim. And then a Fula can marry to a Mende, a So-So, or whatever, it doesn't matter.
That you are right.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you very much. We are running out of time. A final word from Sister Miniba, as she is the only lady among us.
Well, thank you very much for this, for giving us the platform to highlight this great show. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and you're definitely going to have a good time. And Enoch, we hopefully one day we will host you as well here in Ireland. So thank you once more.
Indeed, yeah, we're having our first voices coming over to Ireland very soon.
Thank you very much, Sister Ba, and thank you very much to all of you who have joined us tonight from Ireland. This show has been coming to you this time, not from only Sheffield in the studio, but also from Dublin, where tomorrow Sierra Leoneans in Ireland will be celebrating their country's independence. The country will be 63 years old tomorrow. There are many question marks why there should be an independence, but overall, people are still celebrating. The reason being because that brings unity. Back to you, Enoch. Thank you from Dublin.
Thank you so much, Barlow, and have a good time tomorow.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you. Have a good time. See you soon. Thank you. Bye. There we are. We just heard from Bilo. And yeah, we're just looking forward to getting more feedback on how things have been. Yeah, independence, African independence, all across Africa. Many countries did gain their independence around 1960s. But in particular, tomorrow, this special program has been about Sierra Leone. Which turns 63 tomorrow. We wish all the Saloni people a happy Independence Day, and hopefully this will be a day to reflect, to look back, look at the achievements, what have they achieved, what is it that they want out of these 63 years and more years to come. Like I said again, African Voices platform. It's been bringing you this program from Sheffield, myself, Enoch, and Bilo in Dublin. Thank you, our dear listeners, and hope to catch up soon. Have a good